Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenyatta. How may I help you?
I've got a charge on my MasterCard account, and I just wondered what it's for. It's TACTICA.
Yes, ma'am. Just one moment. Okay, ma'am. I have your zip code, please. 92243.
Yes.
Just one moment. May I have your first and last name?
Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Daniloff, D-A-N-I-L-O-F-F.
Just one moment. I'm not finding that name now. System, can I have the first six and the last four of the debit card that you used to purchase the product with?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
May I have the first six and last four of the debit card that was used to purchase the product?
Okay, I got to get it, but anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
And, of course, it's not there on the account, so all righty. Make my life difficult.
I do apologize, ma'am.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just okay. Talking. I was looking at my bank account, and I'm just looking to see if it's at the top of the listing, but it wasn't.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me get it out. The first two and the last three or whatever it is.
The first six and the last four.
Okay, the first six numbers and the last four. Okay, it's 5466.
5-4.
Yeah.
You said 5466-34.
Yes, and the last one, the last four are 5573.
Thank you. Just one moment.
Would this have anything to do with Sam's Club?
I'm not seeing that. I didn't find an order for you with the that debit card that you gave me either. When did the charges apply on your card?
It says 6-2. Yesterday.
It's not popping up in our system.
Because it popped up right after I was on Sam's Club ordering something, and they said I was eligible for a Dyson vacuum, I think, that was worth 200 and something. And it appeared right after I filled out all that. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it, or I just don't know. Is this TACTICA? Is that who I called?
Well, we supply different products. Well, we sell different products, so it's not just, we don't work for just one company.
Oh, okay. It's not just Tactica, I guess is what it's called.
Yes, ma'am. Just one moment.
Okay.
And how much, what was the charge on the account, ma'am? How much was it?
It was $39.85.
Yeah, I'm not even seeing that on my, And you said a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, it was a Dyson, not a huge one, but one that was worth a couple of $100 or something. And it appeared right after that, but yet it said it was $4.95 or something, $4.95 was the charge on it. And I don't understand those things, and I tried backing out after I'd done it, but it didn't go, you know. So anyway, they had all the information, so I thought, well, maybe that had something to do with the sales tax on the vacuum or something plus the $4.95. I don't know, but I'm just guessing because I can't identify the charge.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we don't sell that product. I just looked through our list of products, and we don't sell that. What I would suggest you that you do is give your bank a call, and they can see on your report, you know, where the charges were made. It should be a number that they can call in order to, you know,
that
see.
That is the number that I called.
That's the number that the bank gave you?
No, it's the number written by Tactica. It says on my charge account, it says Tactica. And then an asterisk, and then 855-812-4809.
Well, I do apologize, ma'am.
Is there, I mean, how do I find out what it is? I mean, you know, since that's the number that's there for me to call and see what it's all about. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to find your account. Can I get you to give me, check one more thing. Can I get you to give me your first six and last four one more time, please?
First six of the credit card? Oh, okay. Let me get it out again.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I do apologize.
No, that's all right. If I can resolve this, I'll be happy. If you want the first six numbers, 546634. And then the last four are 5573.
Can I get you to say your name one more time, ma'am?
Eileen, starting with an E, Daniloff. D-A-N-I-L-O-F-F, like turning off something.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get you to verify your address, please?
745 Southwind Drive, all one word, Southwind Drive, El Centro, California.
Thank you so much. Let me look over your account. Okay, ma'am, I see where you purchased our meal plan. This app focuses on how to use real foods to boost your energy and cut sugars and carb cravings.
Oh, no, I didn't. This had to do with a vacuum cleaner, but I haven't purchased anything. I mean, this is the thing. I keep track of everything, you know, and I see this charge yesterday, and I thought, well, sometimes a charge will appear and then it goes away. But this one hasn't, so I didn't purchase anything. So can you return that, whatever it is?
Okay, ma'am. When you say you signed up for a vacuum cleaner, did you see check a box that stated that you was 18 years of age and older?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Just one moment. I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you still there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'm thinking what happened was when you did the advertisement for the free vacuum cleaner, did it like transfer you over to a new page that stated anything about a meal plan?
A meal plan? No, uh-uh. I mean, because nobody asked, you know, I mean, I am on a low salt diet, you know, so if that was the case, it'd have to know that. Nobody asked me any questions. And then suddenly I've got this charge here.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand what it is, a legitimate charge. I see that you, I have all of your information down, and your address and your name and email address and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a legitimate charge.
Yeah, but for this vacuum cleaner, but I mean, I didn't purchase anything where there's meals involved. It didn't ask me any questions, and it would have to do that.
Okay, ma'am. Well, it seems to me that your account is under fraud. I would actually have to send you over to our fraud department since you're saying that you didn't make the purchases. Someone may have used your information to make these purchases.
Okay. What I can't quite understand you, so I don't even know for sure what this is or where you want me to go to get it resolved. You can't resolve it there.
I can get you transferred over to the fraud department. See, we have, you know, your information in our system. We have your billing address, everything that you verify. But you're stating that you don't remember even signing up for a meal plan. So I would assume that someone has your account information, your card information, is ordering stuff under your name.
I don't know. I guess it is because I mean, I have never done anything like that. And if you were getting some kind of a meal plan, they'd have to know whether you didn't want salt on things and stuff like that.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So that's why I'm going to transfer you over to our fraud department.
Okay.
Okay, could you give me just one moment, please?
Okay.
I do apologize about that. Wait, ma'am, I'm getting your account notated so I can get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Before I get you transferred over, do you feel as though is there someone else that could have used your information in your household to order the meal plan?
No, I don't, because I'm by myself here. Nobody has any of my account numbers, and that's the thing, you know. I mean, if it got me switched into something where I thought I was filling out the information for the vacuum cleaner, you know, I mean. How would I not have any contact with them? I haven't gotten any emails or anything. You know, when you order something, you get a confirmation.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, unless this place is a fraudulent place.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Well, I just, wanted to check all.
Yeah, I know. I'm not blaming you. I just, this just bugs me, that it could make it so easy for someone to sign up for something when they don't intend to. Is that what this company is all about, I wonder?
I'm sorry, ma'am. No, ma'am, it's not. Well, because all of your information was put in, so.
But information about meals?
No, ma'am. I see. What we only see is the order. I only see your billing address, your name, your email, and the amount that was debited from your card. I can't see if you answered any questions or if anyone answered any questions for you. So that's why I'm.
I mean, that's something I have never even heard of. I mean, I was filling out this thing so that you could get. There were three or four vacuum cleaners left, and I was filling out the information on it. And, it was a nominal fee, so I thought that would be fine. And so I was filling out that information, and suddenly this charge pops up. So, I mean, I don't know where it came from. That's my problem. And if a company is that sneaky about anything, then they're not a legitimate company. If they grab information you're filling out for another thing, but anyway, I mean, I did not knowingly purchase anything from these people. I'll put it like that. I mean, if they grab that information or switch me to another page to glean that information, then they have more problems than I can deal with.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, I'll be transferring you over to the fraud department. Just one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Cyberspace cuts close. How long did it take you this time, Lila?
You shake the last tail.